Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, the farthest spacecraft from Earth are shutting off instruments in interstellar space. Second, unexpected mineral discovery on Mars hints at the possibility of ancient life. Third, what you need to know about NASA's SpaceX Crew 10 mission. Fourth, NASA beams the first GPS signals to the moon. Fifth, NASA's private Athena touches down on the moon, but its condition is unclear. Sixth, NASA and Intuitive Machines hold a news conference to discuss their latest mission to the moon. Finally, NASA's lunar vacuum operates on the moon. Today, we're diving into the fascinating story of the Voyager probes, the farthest spacecraft from Earth, as they begin shutting off some of their science instruments in an effort to conserve power and extend their historic missions in interstellar space. Launched 47 years ago, these twin probes, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, are exploring uncharted territory beyond the heliosphere, the sun's bubble of magnetic fields and particles. Engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, recently commanded Voyager 1 to power down its cosmic ray subsystem experiment, while Voyager 2 is set to shut off its low-energy charged particle instrument later this month. This strategic decision leaves each probe with three functioning science instruments. The Voyager probes were originally designed to fly by the largest planets in our solar system, but have since become the most distant human-made objects in existence. Voyager 1 is over 15 billion miles from Earth, while Voyager 2 is more than 13 billion miles away. Both spacecraft are the only ones operating beyond the heliosphere, providing invaluable data about interstellar space. Suzanne Dodd, Voyager project manager at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, emphasized the importance of conserving power to extend the mission's lifespans, stating, "The Voyagers have been deep space rock stars since launch, and we want to keep it that way as long as possible. But electrical power is running low. If we don't turn off an instrument on each Voyager now, they would probably have only a few more months of power before we would need to declare end of mission." Voyager 1 crossed into interstellar space in 2012, with Voyager 2 following in 2018. Despite their age, these probes continue to offer unique insights into the cosmic environment. The decision to shut off instruments is part of an ongoing effort to manage the probe's diminishing power supply, generated from the heat of decaying plutonium, which loses about 4 watts of power each year. Patrick Cohn, Voyager program scientist at NASA headquarters, remarked on the mission's success, saying, "The Voyager spacecraft have far surpassed their original mission to study the outer planets. Every bit of additional data we have gathered since then is not only valuable bonus science for heliophysics, but also a testament to the exemplary engineering that has gone into the Voyagers, starting nearly 50 years ago and continuing to this day." As the Voyager probes continue their journey through interstellar space, NASA experts anticipate they will operate with at least one science instrument into the 2030s. However, they remain vigilant, knowing that unforeseen challenges could end the mission at any time. Linda Spilker, Voyager project scientist, expressed the ongoing uncertainty and excitement. "Every minute of every day, the Voyagers explore a region where no spacecraft has gone before. That also means every day could be our last. But that day could also bring another interstellar revelation." Today, we're turning our attention to Mars, where NASA's Perseverance rover has made an unexpected mineral discovery that could suggest ancient life once thrived on the red planet. This intriguing find centers around the detection of a mineral called kaolinite, discovered in rocks on Mars' surface. Kaolinite is typically formed in warm, wet environments on Earth, such as near hot springs or in areas with heavy rainfall, both of which are considered ideal for life. Geologist Professor Roger Weens from Purdue University, who is part of the team studying these Martian rocks, explained that the presence of kaolinite indicates Mars may have had a much warmer climate than previously thought, at least for extended periods. This discovery is significant because it suggests that Mars's ancient environment could have supported microbial life billions of years ago. The Perseverance rover used its laser-equipped supercam to analyze these rocks, which were initially noticed when the rover landed. However, the team only recently prioritized studying them after encountering larger pieces, known as float rocks, scattered across the Martian terrain. These rocks are believed to have originated from the rim of Jezero Crater, where Perseverance is currently exploring. Dr. Sean McMahon, an astrobiologist from the University of Edinburgh, emphasized the excitement of confirming kaolinite on Mars through direct observation. He noted that kaolinite-rich sediment is excellent at preserving organic molecules, which could provide further insight into Mars's potential to host life. While minerals like kaolinite have been detected from orbit, having ground truth data enhances our understanding of Mars' past. As scientists continue to explore the Martian surface, they aim to locate the original source of these kaolinite-rich rocks to gain deeper insights into the planet's history. Understanding the role of water on Mars, how much there was, how long it persisted, and its eventual fate, remains crucial in assessing the possibility of past life on the Red Planet. If Mars once had conditions similar to Earth's, it opens up the tantalizing possibility that microbial life could have existed there. In our human spaceflight segment, we're focusing on NASA's SpaceX Crew 10 mission, set to launch 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. This mission continues NASA's partnership with SpaceX under the Commercial Crew Program, marking the 10th crew rotation mission to the space station. The crew includes NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers, JAXA astronaut Takuya Onishi, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov. Anne McLean, serving as the mission commander, is an experienced astronaut with over 2,300 flight hours in various aircraft and 2 previous spacewalks. Nicole Ayers, the pilot, is making her first spaceflight and brings her extensive experience as a U.S. Air Force major and instructor pilot. Takuya Onishi, who has previously spent 113 days aboard the space station, returns to further his contributions to international collaboration in space. Meanwhile, Kirill Peskov embarks on his inaugural journey into space, bringing expertise from his background as a co-pilot and test cosmonaut. Crew 10 will launch aboard SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft named Endurance from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. This spacecraft has a history of successful missions, having previously supported Crew 3, Crew 5, and Crew 7. Once in orbit, the crew will oversee the Dragon's autonomous docking with the space station's Harmony module. The mission is packed with over 200 scientific experiments and technology demonstrations. Highlights include material flammability tests for future spacecraft, engaging with students via ham radio, and testing backup lunar navigation solutions. These experiments aim to prepare for human exploration beyond low Earth orbit and contribute to our understanding of physiological changes in space. During their stay, the Crew 10 team will also facilitate the arrival of new crew members aboard a Soyuz spacecraft and the departure of Crew 9. Additionally, they will manage cargo deliveries from SpaceX Dragon, Roscosmos Progress, and Northrop Grumman's Cygnus spacecraft, as well as welcome the private Axiom Mission 4 crew. This mission exemplifies the ongoing collaboration between international space agencies and private companies, maximizing the use of the International Space Station as a hub for research and technology development. It also supports NASA's broader goals of preparing for future Artemis missions to the Moon and beyond. Today, in our Tech Advances segment, we're thrilled to report on a groundbreaking achievement in lunar navigation. NASA has successfully beamed the first global positioning system signals to the Moon, marking a significant milestone in space exploration technology. This remarkable feat was accomplished through NASA's Lunar Global Navigation Satellite System Receiver Experiment, or LUGRI, which is part of the Blue Ghost mission that landed on the moon on March 2nd. LUGRI has successfully received and tracked global positioning system signals from Earth's orbit, an essential step towards developing a reliable lunar navigation system. Kevin Coggins from NASA's Space Communications and Navigation Program emphasized the significance of this discovery, noting that it demonstrates the feasibility of acquiring and tracking global navigation signals at the Moon. This capability is crucial for future lunar missions, as it will allow spacecraft in orbit and on the Moon's surface to accurately determine their positions and velocities relative to Earth. The implications of this technology are vast. It will streamline navigation for spacecraft traveling between Earth and the Moon, reducing the reliance on complex and labor-intensive calculations currently used for positioning. Instead, spacecraft will be able to utilize these signals to efficiently plot routes across the lunar landscape. LUGRE is set to continue its communication with the Global Navigation Satellite System for 14 days, testing the viability of this technology over a distance of approximately 360,000 kilometers. This ongoing experiment will help identify any potential issues and further refine the hardware for future applications. This achievement also marks a significant milestone for the Italian Space Agency, as LUGRE is the first piece of technology developed with their assistance to reach the Moon. NASA and the Italian Space Agency plan to make this technology available to all space exploration agencies, fostering international collaboration in lunar exploration. The LUGRE project is part of the broader Artemis program, which aims to return astronauts to the Moon by 2027 and eventually establish a sustainable base on the lunar surface. As flight dynamics engineer Joel Parker from NASA Goddard Space Flight Center stated, "This mission is not only a technological milestone, but also a step towards enabling more and better missions to the Moon in collaboration with international partners." Today, in our mission update segment, we're focusing on NASA's Private Athena Lander, developed by Intuitive Machines, which has successfully touched down on the Moon's surface near its south pole. However, the condition of the lander remains uncertain, raising concerns similar to those experienced during Intuitive Machines' previous IM-1 mission. Athena's landing, part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services initiative, marked a significant milestone, as it represents the closest approach to the lunar south pole by any spacecraft to date. The landing site, Mons Mouton, is approximately 160 kilometers from the south pole, an area rich in scientific and resource opportunities. Steve Altemus, chief executive of Intuitive Machines, addressed the situation at a news conference held at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. He mentioned that the Athena lander is not in an upright position, though its precise orientation remains unclear. Despite this, the spacecraft has power and is maintaining communication with mission control. Athena's mission is crucial for NASA's broader Artemis program, which seeks to establish a sustainable human presence on the Moon. The lander is equipped with advanced instruments, including a deep digging drill and a mass spectrometer, designed to search for subsurface water ice, a vital resource for future lunar missions. In addition to its scientific objectives, Athena is set to capture images of a lunar eclipse on March 14th, providing unique insights into the lunar environment. It also marks the first deployment of Nokia's 4G/LTE cellular network technology on the Moon, highlighting the intersection of telecommunications and space exploration. As we await further updates, the success of Athena's landing would mark a significant achievement in private lunar exploration, demonstrating the potential of commercial partnerships in advancing NASA's mission goals. NASA and Intuitive Machines recently held a news conference to discuss their latest mission to the Moon, featuring the Intuitive Machines lander, Athena. This mission is part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services initiative, aiming to advance lunar exploration and technology demonstrations. Athena has successfully landed near the Moon's south pole, marking a significant milestone in lunar exploration. Despite the successful descent, Intuitive Machines' chief executive Steve Altemus noted that the lander is not in the correct attitude on the surface, echoing challenges faced in previous missions. The mission's objectives include searching for water ice, a crucial resource for future lunar missions. Athena is equipped with advanced instruments, such as a deep digging drill and a mass spectrometer, designed to analyze the lunar surface and subsurface. In addition to its scientific goals, Athena will capture images of an upcoming lunar eclipse and deploy Nokia's 4G/LTE cellular network technology on the moon. This deployment highlights the intersection of telecommunications and space exploration, paving the way for future lunar communications infrastructure. The mission underscores the importance of commercial partnerships in achieving NASA's lunar objectives. As lunar surface operations commence, NASA and Intuitive Machines are optimistic about the scientific and technological opportunities that lie ahead. Today, in our Tech Advances segment, we're excited to talk about a groundbreaking technology demonstration on the Moon. As part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative, a unique instrument called Lunar Planet Vac, or LPV, has successfully operated on the Moon's surface. This remarkable technology is aboard Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost Mission 1, which landed on the Moon on March 2nd. Lunar Planet Vac is designed to efficiently collect and transfer lunar soil from the Moon's surface to other science instruments or sample return containers, all without relying on gravity. This innovative lunar vacuum cleaner uses a pneumatic, compressed gas-powered sample acquisition and delivery system. In a captivating video, you can see lunar soil and rocks being spread across the surface as bursts of air from LPV's system initiate. Developed by Honeybee Robotics, a Blue Origin company based in Altadena, California, LPV is part of a suite of 10 NASA science and technology instruments aboard the Blue Ghost lunar lander. These instruments are set to operate on the Moon near a volcanic feature called Mons Littré within Mare Crisium for approximately 14 Earth days, which is roughly one lunar day. The Planetary Missions Program Office at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, manages the development for 7 out of the 10 CLPS payloads aboard the Blue Ghost lunar lander. This initiative highlights the collaboration between private companies and NASA to advance lunar exploration and technology. With LPV's successful operation, NASA continues to push the boundaries of technology and innovation in space exploration. This demonstration not only showcases the potential for efficient lunar sample collection, but also sets the stage for more advanced missions that could utilize this technology for future lunar and planetary exploration. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.